T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lifted back towards the Sabres line, where Ristolainen sends a pass ahead. No icing on the play. Asplund is after it, gets it to the front of the net, scores! Casey Mittelstadt! Nice hand, side of the net.
All right, welcome back. And, you know, lately the theme of the Sabres season has been the turnaround, the improved play, and how some of the young guys are looking really good. One of those players is Casey Mittelstadt, and he's joining us right now on the Western Hotline. Casey, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
You bet. It's I guess I'll go with the easy question. Like, the last few weeks, what have they been like? How much fun are you having right now?
Yeah, we're having fun. Obviously, we're in a spot that we don't want to be in, but I think the young guys all getting a chance to play and getting a chance to have some fun. We've all done it together in Rochester for the most part, minus a couple guys. So, yeah, it's fun to go out, and obviously we have some chemistry with each other, and just try to make plays and play the right way.
We get Don on the show every Tuesday, Casey, and I was curious, like, one of the things he's talked about was trying to make the job fun again, like show up to the rink and have a good time. You're certainly playing an entertaining style of hockey now. How has Don Granato and how have maybe Matt Ellis and Dan Girardi, how have the coaches, what have they done to try and make it a more fun work environment, so to speak?
Yeah, I think guys are just playing looser, making plays with the puck, making plays coming out of our zone, and not playing scared to make a mistake. I think if you mess up or you turn a puck over, then just know that you got to backcheck, and your line mates do the same. I feel like some of those mistakes can be kind of fixed with just hard work, and we've done a good job of that. And obviously, if we want to keep making plays and keep playing that way, then the hard work's going to have to continue.
How much did that mean to you and some of the other younger guys, you, Dylan Cousins, Rasmus Dahlin, Jokke Haru, some of the younger guys, when a coach goes to you? I mean, they don't want mistakes, of course, but when they say, hey, if you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. You know, we're not going to have you skip a shift. We're not benching you for the next game. Just play through it. That's got to make you feel a little bit at ease, I would assume.
Yeah, it's different for sure. I think we all grow up playing that way, and especially when you start making those plays more frequently, I think all of a sudden the mistakes are less and less, and you get more confident and comfortable in those plays. And all of a sudden, I know not last game in particular, but we've been scoring so many more goals than we were earlier in the year. So a lot of times those end up being scoring chances for you or for your line mates. So that part of it has been positive. And honestly, on the flip side, I feel like we've done such a good job defensively. We've given up some high shot numbers, but a lot of shots to the outside and not so much traffic in front. So it's been good for us, and we've been playing pretty well, so just got to keep it going here.
You're scoring goals too. I think I'm guessing you would agree if I were to say this is the best stretch for you in your Sabres career. Do you just look more confident, Casey? Do you feel that way, whether it's taking, you know, the shot, taking the shot, Your passing, everything you're doing, there just seems to be a different confidence about that right now.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. It's been my best stretch as a pro hockey player for sure. And I think it just goes with not being scared to make a mistake. Obviously, you see the play and you make it, and you know that if you mess up, just get back, and you're going to get out there the next shift and have another chance to make the play. So for me, it's just go out and play, I guess. I know it sounds simple, but just go have fun and playing with Aspie and Tomer too. Obviously, I've played with them a lot, and Roch and Tomer all around. So it's been fun, and it's been good for us.
I know Casey Mittelstadt with us on the Western Hotline. When you talk to like young quarterbacks in the NFL, they go through some growing pains, and eventually they talk about, well, any football player will talk about the game slowing down, and they just have a better feel for the game. Do you experience that in hockey? Did you get a sense that the quote the game is slowing down for you this season, and you perform better when that happens?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I've actually said that a few times in some of my interviews. It's crazy how much of a difference a few years can make. And obviously just getting the puck and looking up, and all of a sudden you feel like you have more time than you've had in the past. So that is definitely a thing. And obviously it helps when you feel that way, and I get to make better plays.
I thought, you know, some of the other things you've talked about, Casey, I found it really interesting, is off ice, off season, off ice, like the maturity for any young player would include, in this case, you know, you talk about how you learn how I got to take care of my body. You just have to do other things beyond showing up, lacing up the skates, practicing, and then playing in games.
Yeah. I guess that's another thing. I think everyone kind of complains about the long quarantine break, but for me, I think it was good. I had time to clear my head and, just think about what I do every day and things that I can change and how I can change my approach and feel better each night. I think that if your body's feeling good, you usually play good. So for me, that's kind of gone from being towards the bottom of the totem pole to right to the top. So I think that makes the biggest difference. It's crazy how much more consistent you can play when you're taking care of yourself and making better decisions off the ice.
So less pizza and wings, mac and cheese, ramen noodles. You're actually trying to eat a better diet, have a better diet, I assume.
Yeah, I think especially in the summer, having a better diet. During the year, sometimes you can get away with a couple of things because you're skating and practicing and playing every day. But just trying to stay active on an off day. Just don't lay on the couch the whole day. I'll go for a walk or have some sort of workout, something like that. Just keep yourself moving, and you always seem to feel better the next day.
Well, good news. When you're done playing, if you want to get into broadcasting, that's when you can do the laying on the couch and eating pizza and wings.
Yeah, I'll do plenty of that.
Before we let you go, we did a little digging. We did a little research. Talk to a source about you to get some good stuff on the show. So I understand you are a big video game guy. Do you have a game of choice?
I just play Call of Duty pretty much. That's pretty much it right now. Call of Duty.
I am not a video game guy. So Call of Duty, are you playing against somebody else all the time?
Yeah, it's like you can go up to teams of four, and you pretty much just jump in and try to be the last team standing. So I think a lot of guys on the team play that. We usually spend some of our off days playing together, so it's a pretty big thing in our team.
Okay, so as far as teammates, who is the go-to guy to play a video game with, and who is the last guy you'd want to play a video game with? Because he's just not good.
Go-to guy? I got a few of them, probably Bryson, Borgen, Tage, Rass plays too. There's a lot of guys that play, and everyone's pretty good that plays. Someone I don't want to play a video game with, probably Skinny. I don't know. Skinny's probably not very good at Call of Duty, so I'd probably say Skinny.
Don't worry, we won't repeat this. I promise we won't tweet it out. And so the other
what? This one comes down to the fact that he's old. By comparison.
That's true. That could be it, right?
Yeah, he's tried to play Fortnite with us a few times back in the day, and it wasn't pretty, so we moved on.
You guys don't play hockey on the video game?
I play NHL like with my brothers and my friends from home, but the guys here aren't super into it. I love NHL, but more so Call of Duty on this team.
I will not ask you which team you like to use when you play hockey. And I understand you're an avid golfer, so what kind of, like, how good are you? Let's start there.
I'm pretty good. I've been playing pretty much every day, every summer for as long as I can remember. My dad's super into it, so he got me into it when I was younger, and I'm pretty lucky. I got a lot of friends who play back home, and a lot of hockey players who play golf, so they're not working all day in the summer, so it's nice. We have a good group, and we usually get together every day, so I've played a lot of golf in my life, for sure.
Like, was scratch golf for good?
Yeah. Zero is my handicap, 0.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy. What's the best course you've played, Casey?
Favorite course I've played, probably I've been out to Erin Hills and Whistling Straight in Wisconsin. I think those are probably the best ones I've played. I played Whistling Straits. That was probably the best one. That was pretty cool. So much of it's on the water and the crazy bunkers. And that was probably the best course I've played.
Do you have one that's on the list, like top of the list for the next destination you've got to get to play?
Me and my buddies, we got a group of hockey guys who always go on a trip, and we want to go to Banda Dunes. We were supposed to go last year, but then the quarantine got kind of killed that, and then now it's booked for a while, so we're going to try to figure that out, but we want to go out to Banda Dunes.
Nice.
If you play Sawgrass, Jeremy is the guy to talk to. He played it. I'm not going to tell you what he shot, but I'm just saying he did play the course.
I didn't play that poorly, but I put one in the water on 17, which felt like the right thing
you
to do.
You should do that, yeah.
Felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I've obviously watched the players. That place is spectacular.
Okay, so final thing, best golfer on the team, and is there a Charles Barkley golfer on the team?
Ooh.
Please don't say Skinner again for the bad part. I'd feel bad for him.
No, it's not Skinny. He's not so bad. I honestly don't know. We don't play that much golf together because
It's off season. Right? To play, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Victor is a good golfer. I've played with Borgs a few times. He's not so great, but he's not terrible. I don't know. I think Victor's pretty good. He's probably Oki's good. I've played with Oki. I don't really know who's bad. I haven't played with anyone who's that bad or heard people being that bad. I don't even have someone to throw under the bus either. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. You'll have to organize some more Sabres golf tournaments in the offseason. Then you'll be able to come back and tell us who you throw under the bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, congratulations on how things are going for you. Great turnaround for you. Keep it up. Continued success. And thanks for giving us some time on the show this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Have a good day.